Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait,
the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with a big bang.
Bang, yes, the Big Bang, very successful program on CBS. I watch all the reruns on TBS. One of the stars of that show, the man who plays Raj, Kunal Nair, joins us on WGN. He is the author of a brand new book, Yes, My Accent is Real, and some other things I haven't told you. Kunal, thanks for taking some time this morning. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, first of all, congratulations. The cast of The Big Bang Theory just received a SAG nomination for Best Comedy Ensemble, so that's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun to be nominated by the SAG Awards, because that's the award show that's, you know, you get voted by your peers in the union. So it's really nice. Thank you. Thank you, fellow actors.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, how many seasons has The Big Bang Theory been running?
We're in the middle of our ninth season.
Ninth season. It's like hitting the lottery when you get a show like that with that kind of longevity. That has got to be just a wonderful feeling to know that, you know, so many actors out there and now you're set.
You know, it's really wonderful to be a working actor. It's a difficult industry, like most industries. It's difficult to make it at this level. And to have the success the show has had is very humbling. And every day I pinch myself that I get to go to work with such wonderful people and such amazing writers. And that the quality of the writing has not dipped even 1 ounce in 9 years. That's the real secret of the show. And, it's really a dream come true.
Well, that does seem to be the case, because I confess, I hadn't watched the show in the first run, and I became addicted once they started running back-to-back episodes on TBS. And from the earliest episodes to the more recent ones, the writing still does hold up. It's funny on a consistent basis. And for you, it had to be great, because your character has evolved into more of a minor player at first, into one of, you know, now everybody is equal on that show.
I think in the beginning, with Raj not being able to talk to women without alcohol, you know, at times could be limiting, especially in the bigger scenes, because he would have to whisper a lot, or he wasn't, you know, able to really say what's on his mind. So it's been really fun to be able to say, for better or for worse, whatever's on Raj's mind, which I think has been a lot of fun.
Well, let's get to the book. Yes, My Accent is Real and Some Other Things I Haven't Told You. It's a memoir. You're a 33-year-old guy who is still in the midst of a successful career. Why a memoir at this point?
It's a word I'd never wanted to use. It was more like a collection of stories from my life as opposed to a memoir. You know, I'm this kid from New Delhi, India. A lot of people don't know that I grew up my whole life in India. And the journey that got me to America, on the Big Bang Theory, and all of the things that happened along the way was very interesting. And I would go on talk shows and tell these stories because people would want to know about my life in India. And I thought, you know, I should write a book about this, because I really think it could inspire young kids to live out their dreams.
Well, it's got to be a difficult trip. What was it initially that brought you from New Delhi to America?
I just came for college in 1999.
And you went to college where?
In Portland, Oregon. I got my bachelor's in business there, and then I got my master's in acting at Temple University in Philadelphia.
And one of the stories in the book is about your roommate in college, who was a giant 250-pound...
My first roommate in college was a 6'8" French African gentleman and named Zico, and he's still one of my best friends in the whole world. And it was just funny watching him and me, these two, like, international kids, you know, one scrawny and nerdy looking and one like just, you know, tall and handsome and beautiful, like sort of traversing our way through American culture. It was really fun.
You say you get your business degree first, then you go on to Temple to pursue acting. What made you go from a business, more conservative type of path to acting, which is a gamble even for the best people?
I think that when I was getting my business degree, I was still in all of the plays and I was still taking acting classes. I just never got my degree in it at the time. I gravitated towards the theater because I was different when I came in 99. I was a fish out of water, and I feel like the theater is a safe place for all types of people from all walks of life. You can have a personality that's colorful and still be accepted. And I think that's sort of why I gravitated towards the theater, because I may have been different than most.
Kunal Nair is with us. He plays Raj on The Big Bang Theory, and he is an author. His new book, Yes, My Accent is Real and Some Other Things I Haven't Told You, is available now everywhere fine books are sold. Real quick, because I know you have to go, Kunal, how did the audition for The Big Bang Theory come about?
I had an agent, and they got me an audition. They were like, you know, this is the Chuck Lorre show. And I was like, wow, Chuck Lorre show. I'm a huge sitcom fan. So I auditioned for it, and then I got called back, and then I got to meet the producers, and then I had to audition again, and then I had to sit and wait. And then I got the role, and then the show got picked up, and, you know, here we are, 9.5 years later.
And when you started, did you ever envision that it would have the run that it has?
I think I dreamt about it. You know, I definitely dreamt about it, but it was very difficult to predict at the time because, you know, you're a young actor. You're like, oh, my God, I got a paycheck. I'm a working actor. Hallelujah. You know, that's all you're thinking about at the time.
Exactly.
But the quality of the writing has, again, held up for so many years, and that's the real success.
Well, Kunal, I appreciate the time tonight. Best of luck on the book, and congratulations again on the Cass SAG nomination.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's Kunal Nair. The book is Yes, My Accent is Real and Some Other Things I Haven't Told You. Pick it up. It's a collection of very interesting stories. We will talk to someone from the Goodman Theater after the news here on 720 WGN.